The metaverse. A word we could associate with a number of definitions, notions, and functionalities. Within 5 episodes, this podcast has the ambition to go over the history of virtual worlds, over how the blockchain, NFTs, and cryptocurrency partake in these technologies, over what role brands want to play and what is at stake for them. And finally, a bit over how video games continuously fabricate a growing interlacing of virtual realms. This is a media marketing podcast entitled Breaking the Codes of Metaverse. Here is episode 4, The Place of Brands Within New Digital Spaces.
The metaverse is becoming more and more popular with large tech companies such as Meta, Windows, and so on. But what does this new technology bring in terms of marketing and advertising strategy? This episode starts with this question to unravel the vagueness that surrounds this term. According to Wunderman Thompson into the Metaverse report, advertising will be one of the sectors impacted by the metaverse. So, is the metaverse really a new solution for brands? It seems that yes, the metaverse would allow not to spam the consumer and to offer him another type of relationship with the brand, a plus-value in a way. What's interesting is that there are many ways for brand to do this, to each his own solutions, if you want. One way can be to blend into the game world with the help of out of home arranged in several places on the platform. This kind of advertising helps to avoid ad blockers. Proximus had done this with Fiber Hyper Run in Fortnite. The player is immersed in a game where he must avoid obstacles and reach different levels. An interactive game where there are a lot of billboards displaying Proximus. Another way might be to decentralize the stores. Many brands are deciding to bring their brand and products directly into the metaverse. This is the initiative that GBC has taken for its new collection with the Flemish singer Camille. The brands offer to let consumers discover a store, several interactive games, a community for children, and a stage. At this point, there are several possibilities that are available to business. Either the brand propose items for the player's avatar, or they can also bait on NFT, or the brand can directly send a purchase made into the metaverse to the real consumer address. That is the opportunity to focus on digital. And why not create your own universe? Some brands opt to create their own universe or games on a platform. If you were present at the Media Marketing Tech One event, this case will probably tell you something. It's about ING and the Belgium Football Union. This project aimed to bring together fans and non-fans around a large stadium, small fields, and a concert hall. This freedom leads to very successful cases, but also to bitter failures. And yes, not all brands that put a foot in the metaverse has been well received. We have listed 2 cases that did not work out so well. Let's take the example of the European Commission, which opted for the realization of a platform and a virtual party in a virtual world. The user had the possibility to choose an avatar and work around the island with some interaction with information about the European organization. But the experience didn't offer any added value for the user. In this case, the consumer did not find any real interest in the project and it failed. This proves the essential point before embarking on the metaverse. The process must bring a benefit to the consumer who spends time on it. This is also the case for Carrefour, which bought a piece of land in the Sandbox video game. But the initiative of Carrefour has raised a lot of criticism and has not really caused a great interest of the user. You can find more examples in the article related and also some tips given by Geoffroy Hinault, marketing insight analyst at Havas, for thinking about his departure into the metaverse. So don't hesitate to check it out. A certain observation is put on the table. Belgian companies will be more hesitant to launch themselves. For the moment, it's mostly big brands with a certain budget that have launched themselves in this direction. But the Belgium agency are ready to tackle the subject of the metaverse and its many possibilities. Some are even setting up some talks to inform brands about this technology. It's therefore understandable that the metaverse intrigues, question or sometimes inspire a certain enthusiasm. Now the future will tell us what turn it will take for the various Belgian brands.